Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, author and playwright Nathan Englander. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's rated M for Michael, it's Michael Feldman.
Not for mature, we know that. I always like those. The worse the video game is, they always say, rated M for mature. You know. Well, you know, each week at this time, we... what do we do? Memos.
Memos.
We do memos. Sent in by actual listeners. And thanks for the memos, is what it's called. And this is a memo here. This is an order that was submitted. People ordered a set of books from a publisher. And this is the feedback on it for their book order and the condition in which it was received. Okay? So this is comments on The Complete Wreck, A Series of Unfortunate Events, Books 1 through 13, hardcover by Lemony Snicket. Condition good. Description good, complete 13-volume hardcover set, no box. Books are in good condition. Some minor edge cover wear to a couple, but overall a great collection. Enjoy good with average wear to cover, pages, and binding. That was the description of the book. This is the response to receiving it. In the above-referenced order, The Complete Wreck as pictured was not, I repeat, not delivered and may be considered an epilogue to the series of unfortunate events. What arrived today, December 27th, full 12 days after reported shipment date stated, was a hodgepodge assemblage of some various volumes of the Lemony Snicket series of unfortunate events. The condition of this set varies significantly by volume. A couple of them seem to be like new. Others are well-worn but reasonable. Others seem a potential health risk. Volume 1 near new. Volume 2 has a tacky 1x2 adhesive residue on back cover. Volume 3 slight binding damage, near new otherwise. Volume 4 other than the green $1.50 sticker adhered on the front cover, good condition. Volume 5 had apparent spine repair and some random children's stickers applied to the front cover. 6, a reasonable condition, but along with the 7 and 12 have inventory control stickers on the spine. 7 has either oatmeal cookie or a booger on its front cover. And the aforementioned inventory control sticker on its spine. Volume 8 has another 1x2 patch of adhesive residue and torn cover. Volume 9, good shape. Volume 10 has survived some sort of splattering, food fight, or bloody sneeze, literally. It is difficult to determine, nor am I sure I want to. Volume 11, though intact, appears to have suffered a lengthy confinement loss, perhaps in the bottom of a satchel shared by loose crayons and uncapped felt-tip markers. Volume 12, again, the inventory control sticker on the spine and some more unidentified smudgery smear on its front cover. 13, would otherwise be in reasonable condition except for some cake on dried substance, again, reminiscent of either oatmeal cookie dough or its unpleasant alternative. To summarize, 12 days to be delivered, shipped on the 15th of December, delivered on the 27th, just in time for next Christmas. With an expedited handwritten note below a stricken standard delivery statement is difficult to understand. Fortunately, this was not my child's only gift. Well, thank you so much for that. An actual memo, because you can't make this stuff up. Although you can try. And where can they send these memos or any other communication that they might want to send?
They can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and find a spot to post it there.
Thank you for removing the hood.
You're welcome.
I feel much better now.
I get pneumonia, it's all on you.
Okay. All right. But the sickle was going too far, I thought. Okay.